Here I am pleading at your door. Send me your mercy, send me your peace, or I am lost for sure.
Hadith of the day.
Here I am yearning for your cure. This humble servant will be diverted from you no more, no more, no more.
You're listening to the program Hadith of the Day with Dr. Shiraz Hossein Agha on IRIB English Radio.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Welcome to our program Hadith of the Day here at IRIB English Radio. Today on Hadith of the Day, we are going to be looking at a very beautiful and noble hadith which has been narrated from Imam Al-Qadhim alayhi salam. This hadith is about sins and predestination. You know, predestination is one of those very tricky topics, it has been alluded to in the Quran and the hadith. But generally, our religious leaders, the A'imma alayhim as-salam, they have a kind of advised their followers not to dwell into this topic deeply. Imam al-Qadhim alayhi as-salam said, sins cannot be other than one of three cases. Either they originate from Allah, which they do not. In this case, it would not be proper for the Lord to punish his servant for what he has not committed. So in this hadith, the Imam kind of presents an argument, a kind of like a, what we call a, you know, an argument or a demonstration in which he wants to prove that the actions of man, they're not predestined. He says that, you know, these sins that a person commits, actions in general, but sins in particular, right, there are three alternatives, you know, possible alternatives regarding them. Either they originate from God, solely from God. This is incorrect, because in this case, it would be injustice for God to punish his servants for actions that he has, forced them to do, right? In this case, you know, the servants would simply be recipients of the actions. They wouldn't be agents of the actions. The agent would be God. In continuation, the Imam says, or that they originate from him and the servant together, which they do not. And in this case, it would not be proper for the strong partner to wrong the weak partner, right? So in another alternative, one could say that they originate from both parties, and in both of the parties here, God and his servant, together they work together to commit the act. But in this case is also wrong, because, you know, it means that the person with the strength here is God committing the act, right? And it would be wrong for this stronger partner to punish the weaker partner for something that primarily originated and emanated from him. The final alternative is to say that they originate from the servant, which they do. And in this case, if Allah forgives, it is due to his kindness and liberality. Or if he punishes, it is the result of the sin and the crime of the servant. Right, so this is kind of, this argument, this is kind of a syllogism, an acceptive syllogism, right? The Imam presents three cases, he rejects two cases and comes to the conclusion that these sins, they originate from the servant. They don't originate solely from God, otherwise it would be an oppression for God to punish his servant. They don't originate from God and the servant together, parallel to one another, otherwise, again, it would be wrong for God to punish his servant, but rather they originate solely from his servant. Thank you for joining us here on Hadith of the Day. We were looking at predestination in the words of Imam Al-Qadhim alayhi salam. Until next time, wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was Dr. Shiraz Hossein Agha for the program Hadith of the Day on IRIB English Radio.
Allahumma صل على محمد وآل محمد اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد